Stephen will outline the maturity continuum, a structure that shows the relationship of each of the seven habits of highly effective people. And he'll tell how you can use it in your life.
I would like to put all seven habits into what I call a maturity continuum. In other words, it shows the relationship they have with each other. I would suggest fundamentally that there are three basic levels to it. The first is dependency, the second, independency, and the third, interdependency. Let me define those three terms briefly. Dependency basically means that you need others to get what you want. Independency means what you think. You can get what you want on your own. You're self-reliant. And interdependency, you get what you want by yourself and with the cooperation of others. Very simple definitions. Now, here is the basic insight, my friends. Until you and I are independent, we cannot be interdependent. We can't do calculus before understanding algebra. We can't run before we can walk. Neither can I learn to work cooperatively with another person if I don't have internal self-mastery. That's why the first three habits deal with self-mastery, self-control, dominion over self. Once a person has control of themselves, when you deal with the next three habits, which help us to become successful with people, successfully interdependent, that person can choose to do so. Short of that, that person cannot. For instance, let's say that this gentleman here is my supervisor, and I am really very dependent upon his opinion of me. Financially, intellectually, emotionally. But let's say he has some blind spots in his performance and he needs feedback. And I'm aware of those blind spots and I have enough skill to give feedback. Would I do it? I wouldn't. I'm too dependent upon him. I'm too angry at him. I'm mad because of those blind spots hurting me. I have what's often called love-hate relationships. You know, the person you're dependent upon also controls you. And if you don't get what you want, it makes you mad, see? So I wouldn't possibly give him feedback. I don't want to rupture my relationship with you. So I talk with you. So we badmouth him. And you validate me. You're my working associates, and he's our supervisor, see? We're not interdependent. If I were truly interdependent, that means I'm first of all independent. I could go to him and say, could we have a visit? I would like to share some of my concerns. If he were dependent himself on borrowing strength from his position power, he might try to intimidate me. Well, what is it, Stephen? Let's get to it right now. What are your concerns? But if I am emotionally and intellectually independent of him, I could say to him, we need a little time where we're not interrupted, and let's do it at our mutual convenience. He senses he's dealing with a person of integrity, a power of strength. He also knows from my professional development opportunities, I've got 10 other jobs I could go to at any time. He also knows I'm the only one in his crew that isn't bad-mouthing him. I have no need to bad-mouth. I have no energy around his weaknesses because I want to do something to help him overcome those weaknesses, or perhaps to let me help overcome those weaknesses, see, to compensate for the deficiency. So I'm the most positive person on his team. I'm almost indispensable to him. Now, the first three habits help me develop that kind of strength. The next three help me know how to work effectively with him so that my strength does not intimidate him, so that I can empathize with his head and figure out the best way to make the best presentation, so that the two of us can synergize together and solve the problems. And he sees me as the best source of problem solving in his entire team. That's interdependency. That's where real freedom is. That's where excitement is. That's where the adventure is. The adventure of building a powerful interdependent team. A synergistic culture. Synergy means the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In a sense, you could say the foundation is character. And this pyramid, personality. If you pull the personality, the techniques of human relations, away from the foundation of character, the person is truncated. They can't handle the stressful situations. They can handle it when the sun is shining. But as soon as you put real pressure, you'll find that all of the internal weaknesses will come out from within. It's like an iceberg. The great mass of the iceberg under the water is the character. The tip of the iceberg, the visible part, is the personality. If the top is separated from the bottom, if I just learn new manipulative techniques of how to get other people to get along, to work better, to be more motivated, but fundamentally I'm filled with duplicity myself and doing a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of manipulations, eventually it'll be found out. In the last analysis, what we are communicates far more eloquently than anything we say, even than anything we do. What we are, it communicates. It builds the emotional bank account, or else it takes huge withdrawals from it. You and I all know this. We know people we trust absolutely, because we know their character, whether they're eloquent or not, whether they have the human relations techniques or not. To me, that is the essence of these first three habits, is character. Then, personality. Personality is very important then. Character without the personality won't make it work either. To be highly interdependent, work successfully with teams, that is something else. I look on the first three as a kind of private victory, and the next as the public victory. People that win private victories will win public victories. I know in my life, if I have failed in the public, I know where I can trace it, somewhere in the privacy of my life. Somewhere I was flaky, irresponsible, reactive, prideful, hypocritical. That's where the problem is. Henry David Thoreau once said, for every 1,000 hacking at the leaves of evil, there is one striking at the root. The root is the character, the foundation of integrity which builds the trustworthiness. Then everything else builds on top of that and is made effective by it.